Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 690, Emotional Heaviness and Happiness. So, I have not been diagnosed with depression. I do see my therapist every other week, and I'm actually getting started on doing some work with another therapist to unpack some stuff that's been really difficult to work through. I'm doing this episode because I feel like a lot of people probably feel the way that I feel a lot of the time, which is underneath everything, you really do like yourself. You probably even love yourself. You're very confident in who you are. You do have some people in your life that really do have your back and are looking out for your best interest and really support you. But you also have this heaviness that's just there. And if you've got stuff that you're working through, which is most of us, if not all of us, you never know what's going to brush up against that stuff and just cause you to be sad, cause you to be emotional. And you know, this, I feel like this is a very common feeling, and I think if I'm able to verbalize this correctly, I think those of you guys listening that feel this way are going to feel a lot less isolated by it, because I really do think a lot of people are dealing with this, because we're not... When it comes to our emotions, there's so many things to it. There's so many parts of our life, so many past experiences, so many things in the moment, so many future plans that play into this, that you can be genuinely happy with yourself, but still have really heavy feelings a lot of the time. And, you know, the hardest thing for me has been doing all the stuff that I do while working through processing stuff, like continuing to do it. Because I'll tell you, like and I've talked about it, like when I used to do the podcast and all the stuff on social and putting all the stuff out and doing all the stuff for Your Level Fitness, a lot of times I was doing that in a distracted state. Now, there were certain things I was always happy to be in the moment and be present for, develop patience around eating and exercise and all that. But there was a lot of other emotional stuff, even if I mentioned it. Because I talk to you guys about what it's like living with a disability. And there's a whole nother layer to that of living in, actually living in both worlds. Like, you live in the quote-unquote able-bodied world, and then you're also part of the disabled community. And it's just weird. It's weird how people respond to you. And I told you guys, like, for the longest time, I was trying to get used to this whole thing on social media because people weren't seeing the disability. So they, when they would, I like to look at people's eyes when they come into contact with me. That's typically where you get that's where you get to see somebody's gut level response. And I wasn't used to people not seeing me from head to toe when I walked into a room and having this look of, sadness, pity, sometimes shock, but just very warm looks and very warm feelings. So I did talk about that stuff some, but I'll tell you, I mean, it's when I started going into this stuff, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that I have packed down that I've decided, like, I really have decided that I want to be more present in this stuff and work through it, and I've made some major progress, but at times it's really heavy, and it's really, you know, you just go through the day to day, and sometimes it's really, you know, it's really challenging, but you're still You still have a positive outlook. You still feel very confident and capable in what it is that you do. But, you know, I just think we all have a lot of different layers and a lot of different emotions to us. So, but yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. So definitely let me know. You can DM me on Instagram. I'm at Daryl T. Perry on there. You can email me. That is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. It is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Or you can text me. That is 859-208-2334. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.